the wand, a puff of smoke, and the magic man pulls one out of the hat.
I still can't believe it happened.
Welcome to the Maroons Magic Supercoach Quickfire Q&A heading into round two. The first of these. Didn't do these last year for Supercoach, but give it a crack this year. So thanks to everyone who did send in the questions. Make sure when you do send them in, you say this is for Supercoach so I can filter for them, because there's not many members who would do it compared to the fantasy doing the Supercoach. So I'm trying to get to every question in Supercoach, which is good because there's not as many. So keep flicking them through. Let's get stuck in. The first question is quite a similar theme amongst all of them. The first one's about Josh Kelly. Was going to trade him, but now have Oliver Hollins as a emergency 71. Would you still trade? I wouldn't. I'd take that 71. Yes, if you trade him sideways, Kelly, to even say a Green, who I think you do want, but Green will say get 110. You might lose 40 points, but you save the trade, which is worth more than that. And potentially next week, you'll look to get Green in elsewhere. I still have to trade Kelly to get the cash to get Cherry up. So if it was my instance, then I'd still would be trading Kelly purely because I need the cash. But if you don't need the cash to make a trade, if you're happy with the rest of your side, if you're only doing it because you want to risk fielding a rookie, that 71's enough for me to keep. Next one is Kelly to Cogs, Chesser to McKenna. Be playing Cogs in the midfield, which feels a bit gross. I quite like this. McKenna, I think there were concerns. Well, in December, he was the most popular picked player and looked like the obvious pick of the season. Then there was concerns around his pretty quiet preseason, plus all those halfback flankers for the Lions, especially with Rayner starting to play back there. Kitty Coleman, Rich, Wilmot. Now that Kitty's out, I think he'll get a lift, and he had a lift in the back end of the last week's game without Kitty, but he just looks like the McKenna of old, running through the middle, getting multiple blinks in the chain, taking kick in. So I think you're going to want him. So he's someone I would be fine jumping early on him. Normally, the old school rule in super coaches, you might as well wait for 2 weeks of data, even for the little fact that making sure they're playing round three, there's no injury or whatever, and you've just completely wasted trade without getting any cash generation. But I dare say those coaches who held off trading Bruin for those exact reasons would be regretting it. So I like that McKenna move. Cogs looks great, has that centre bounce role, which we know he can score really well in, and I agree it's a bit gross having the forward in the midfield, and I've always been a little bit anti this, but the flexibility might help you this year. Plus, I think Sheasel, when he gets defender status in round six, you had to flick Sheasel back, Cogs forward, and then get yourself a nice midfielder there. So it's only going to last you a couple of weeks and we'll give you flex. I really like that move. This team has three players on the chopping block, Kelly, Liam Jones, and Flanders. The rooks are all pretty decent. So the options is Kelly down to Callahan to get the cash to get Flanders to Cogs. I like that move. I was toying with Kelly to Callahan too, but I'm actually going to go the Warple move instead. Just, I think Finn will be good this week, but over the next 6 weeks, I'm backing in Warple to be that longer scoring. And who knows, I'll probably end up with Finn at one point next week. Anyway, the conundrum is, does he use the booster to also move off Jones as well? My view is you hold Jones if he's named. I think we picked him to average 65 to 70, which he has every chance to do. He would have scored that if they took stats in the intra-club. He did that in the first practice match. He had a shocker round one, as did most of the Dogs, and he was under pressure the whole game and then obviously got injured. But if he does get named and play, he's not going to make that early cash gen we wanted. But that five score is only going to be part of his one price movement, and then that will drop off for the next one. So I'm confident holding him so long as he does hold his spot, at least for now, while he's not going to lose any cash, rather than using a boost to move him on to someone else. So I'm fine with that. He also, this coach made mention that there's a few other issues potentially in his side, and one of those is maybe he might have to move Marshall to English next week. I'm not going to do that. Even if Marshall has another 60, 70 or 80, I'm confident over the course of 10 rounds we'll start seeing Marshall's best come out and be good enough to be close enough to those top two and continue to be that nice discount option. Bit too late on this question, which was, do you think Stewart to Bowes is a viable option if Liam Jones gets up to play? And I probably would have said I'd like to see 1 week of Bowes first, whether he's going to play the inside mid role. Is he going to play that high half forward role? Is he going to play a half back flank role of Tom Stewart? Is he going to play the wing role? And the majority of the game, he was that half back flank taking kick-ins role and looked terrific, scored really well. And he's going to be a very popular discussion point next week. Again, I'd probably wait for the third week to make sure that role looks secure. But hopefully this coach did pull the trigger, because he then said all week he'd been thinking of doing Stewart to Dacos, which is the move I would have done rather than the Bowes. But hopefully you did go Bowes. You'd be feeling pretty good on this Thursday night. Which trade is best out of these ones? Fife to Sheasel, Kelly to Cornelio. So a bit like McKenna, I mentioned this in the Trade Insights. If you didn't get the Trade Insights email, make sure you check on the website, click Trade Insights, they're there. Then also click subscribe on the top there and you should get the email when it comes through. I think Sheasel's another one like McKenna and Jinmi, who I'd be happy going a week early before he hits the bubble on making the trade to free up the flexibility next week, because I think you definitely need Sheasel in your team. So why not get him this week rather than next week? So then if more things come next week, you've got your up to three trades to use on other situations. So while Fife, I'd like to see him against North Melbourne, easier matchup. They've dropped Tracy, so one less tall there. I dare say there's been a fair bit of emphasis in getting the ball quicker and pressure on Fife. So there's every chance he's going to do well, but if you can get Sheasel there, I've got just as much confidence in a half-back flank Sheasel than I do in Fife, plus you're saving the cash, which is going to go well going forward. The other move, Kelly to Cornelio, we mentioned him off the top. I like it, particularly because then you can move Kelgs forward once Sheasel gets defender status. The next one's using a boost, so rather than going Kelly to Cogs, it's Kelly to a Warple or a Setterfield, which is enough to get Jones up to Dacos. If Jones isn't named, fails the test, then that is definitely a good move, because a lot of coaches will be left with potentially having to field a Cowan, who is their emergency, or having a crack at Wilmot, who again could score a 30 or 40. And if you've got Dacos there against most of the comp, who's going to run rather than a Jones, a 30 or 40 scorer, you could get a good leap. But if Jones is named, I'd be more than happy to run Jones out. As mentioned, he's not going to go down in cash this week. Got a good matchup against St Kilda with not many tall forwards. We should see some more intercept marks from him. And, well, I'm saying this as a Jones owner and holder. If he doesn't get named, I'm also planning to use a boost on him, because I don't trust those rookie defenders outside of those mature ages. But at this stage, I'm holding. So for that other coach, I wouldn't need to get the cash to go a Kelly down to Setterfield or Warple. It'd be a Cogs who knows going to be a top six forward this year, whereas Setters and Warple, yes, they're going to make us cash, but you have a lot more chance of knowing how much cash you're going to make once you see their second game. So wait a week on them. This question is about early trade strategies and use of the boost. He's missed Chandler. Does he use the boost this week to make sure he gets Chandler, so he knows that if something comes next week, he still has the flexibility? I wouldn't go early on Chandler with a boost. I'd wait for next week to use that to get him. But on that boost situation, I did use one round three last year, and I think we're all going to use one either this week or next week. So if you use one this week, ideally you don't use it next week, because you want to use them throughout that upgrade season to fast track your upgrades. But it's almost a bit of a cheat code, this super coach, with price movements not moving up until round three. If you can use all your trades or as many trades you can to get the best players in there who are going to pop in price, why not use the trades then and really set a foundation for your season? So don't be shy in using a boost if you think it's going to mean that at the end of next week you're going to have all those good mid prices, all the good rookies, and you're happy with all your premiums ready to go. Another question on Liam Jones, should he give him another week? As I said, if he's named, I definitely would give him another week. Bytel, think of trading him to Callahan and moving Kelly to the bench, only at 1 week, limited trades. Yep, I think that is a great move. I feel bad, not bad, but I know it's going to come back and sting trading Josh Kelly, because the way he was playing and looking, I think is he had a few clangers in there early. I actually think he could have scored a lot more than he was on track to do, and he'll be close enough to those top eight mids with that higher inside midfield role. So if I could hold him and still manage to get Cherry up to English, then I would, but it's the only way I can do it. But if you can find out a way to hold Kelly, and if it's a matter of, yeah, trading Bytel to Callahan, that is a good move. Fife and Liam Jones on the chopping block. As I said, if you've already got, so for Liam Jones' sake, if you've already got a McKenna, for Fife's sake, if you've already got a Sheasel, I'd be tempted to give one more, given they're not going to lose price on that low score in round one. But as I said, that's the old school mentality, and old school has kept Tanner Bruin this week, and regret doing that. But surely Fife's due, he's a proud footballer, he's due for a bounce back, and I'm liking Jones's matchup. With Jones and Fife, McKenna's an easy trade for the former. Yep, I'd tick that off. I think McKenna's going to be a good pick. And then he needs to choose between holding Fife, getting Zeeble, or getting Horn Francis. So out of the three of them, the best role is for Supercoach is that inside mid role, because you get your contested possessions, your inside 50s, your scoring chains, and that's a Horn Francis. And we saw how high he can score if things go his way. The next best is that half back role. You get intercepts, you get some easy possessions, easy ball, lots of touches, rebound 50s. The least attractive role in Supercoach is a deep forward role, which Fife has. So no question, I'd like to have a Zeeble or a Horn Francis over Fife. But if you've got all your right rookies and you don't think you're going to have to use all your trades next week, then I'd be holding that trade for next week. Who's to say Fife's not going to kick four or five? Horn Francis comes back to earth and Zeeble, it would be truck. The question is how do you think Boak will impact Horn Francis? I don't think he will. I think Boak will be a 75% forward. You saw how damaging Horn Francis was forward to centre last week in the first game. I think they're going to keep him at 60% CBAs. And then will Hall impact Zeeble's role? He will if he gets a game, but I doubt he's going to get a game the way things are going. All right, that's it. That's it for the Supercoach questions. Again, thanks for sending them through. Thanks for the support this season, getting around the season guide. Hope you really appreciate it and enjoy it. Enjoy this week's round of footy. Try not to get too caught up in it. I've got a bit of a focus myself not to get so consumed, which I know I did do last year. So watching a bit less footy and just try and enjoy the rides. It'll be help if the captain goes well. And my vice captain is on Josh Dunkley Friday night and probably roll into either a Bont or a Tom Green for captain. But I'm backing in old Dunks to put on a show. All right, guys, enjoy.
Magic moments when two